Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here at the NFL Scouting Combine with the esteemed Charles Davis from NFL Network. And he also knows the Eagles real well because he called games on Fox this season. So certainly, he was a believer in the Eagles making the Super Bowl run even after Carson Wentz went down, correct?
Yeah, I was. But, you know, it seems so easy to say now, and we were talking off mic. Look, when Carson went down and I was asked immediately about could they do it with Nick Foles, I said, don't just say out of hand they cannot. It's a veteran guy, been out there, had a Pro Bowl season under his belt, knows how to operate, and they will know how to run offense with him. Out of the gate, the Giants game looked pretty darn strong. But down the stretch, it was a struggle. And I think that's what put the doubt in a lot of people's minds. So I'm not going to sit here and say I was Karnak and said, oh, yeah, this is definitely going to happen. But when he first went down, I said, don't think that they can't. This is a team that knows how to adapt. And boy, did they find a way to adapt.
Charles, as someone who got to know Doug Peterson in the broadcast meetings throughout the course of the year, what impressed you the most about him with the way he handled the team in the playoffs?
Absolute consistency. I didn't see anything different with him every time we saw him. And Chris, you know, we had him the year one. Hot start, rough middle to end. Never was different with us in a broadcast meeting. You know, some coaches, it's tough, and I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone. When you're winning, you're happy. When you're losing, you're struggling, and you're wondering why I'm talking to these guys. I need to be in here doing other stuff. He was the same guy. And this year was the absolute same guy. Had a conviction about what he wanted to do, had a belief in his team and his organization, and it was borne out, not just in, you know, the Philly special, but to get to the Philly special and feel like, yeah, I want to run this play, and there's no reason for us to pull back, because that guy across the sideline, Bill Belichick, just his presence has intimidated a lot of coaches into changing their game plan and changing who they are. That didn't happen with Doug Peterson, and I think that's just because he kind of has a strong sense of who he is, and believes in himself and believes in his organization and his team.
Charles, looking ahead to the 2018 NFL Draft, you did a mock, as everyone on NFL Network does, and you have a corner going to the Eagles at number 32, Dante Jackson, out of LSU. Before I ask you for a scouting report of Jackson, what do you think of the Eagles' secondary? Because they added a lot of young pieces last season with Sidney Jones, who they'll get full-time in 2018, Rasul Douglas, and then training for Ronald Darby. So I was a little surprised that you would have a corner there for the Eagles at the end of the first round.
Yeah, I was too, and a lot of it was when I started to evaluate players, when I get down to 32, who's some of the best in my crop? And I'm a big believer in the higher rated a player, I go ahead and take him. Corners, defensive backs are a lot like running backs. You can't have enough of them. You find the best ones and you go play. You're counting on Sidney Jones to come back this year off of injury. He should be. He was a first-round guy before the injury. Rasul Douglas had his moments last year. All those things play into it. Darby had a terrific job coming back. Jalen Mills could not have had a better season in ascending to who he is, and they all tackle so well. But I just think I'm just a big believer at that point in the draft. If I can get another guy who can play, and look, this kid can fly. I thought he got better as a cover guy throughout his career. So he's a little handsy at times, created too many penalties. And then I watched him later in the season, and boy, he made some plays. Play after play after play after play. Helped put away a big game down the stretch. So when I watch him, I really like him. Does he fit exactly the need for Philadelphia? The answer is no. But at that stage at 32, he's going to be one of the better players to still be on the board.
Can Jackson play on the inside? Because that's probably the one secondary position that's a question mark for the Eagles right now.
I think that he can. I think that he's got the flexibility to go inside and outside. I think with his speed and his shiftiness dealing with those slot corners, he would have that possibility of doing it. Whether he'll be there at 32, we'll find out. Whether the Eagles will be interested at 32, we'll find out. But that's where I went in my first mock draft. Check with me on 2.0 and 3.0 and right on down the line.
How do you project a nickel corner? Because everyone says you look at speed, can they play on the outside? But it's almost a full-time position now for teams with the way they go to the sub-packages. So how do you scout and try to project whether or not a player can go inside unless he's done it in the college level?
It's really difficult. It is, and you'd rather see it and have it on tape to believe it. But if you're going to project a guy and say, I want to try him inside, you want a guy that has, look, we always talk about levelness of corners. You got to have that, not too many ups and downs. You also have those guys that have tunnel vision because so much happens inside. You're seeing a lot of stuff coming at you. Outside, you can kind of lock. Here it is. You don't see a lot of other things. Inside, there's all this swirling action. You're closer to the line of scrimmage. Here come the big tackles and the ends fighting. Yeah, all this happened. You want to know that this guy can lock in and have his focus strictly right in here in the spot where he's supposed to be and won't get distracted by the outside influences. That's what you're hoping for.
Charles Miles questioned one of the rules proposals is that they want to make it so that if you commit pass interference penalty, the limit damage would be 15 yards. How do you think that'll change how, you know, as someone who studied the college game, because it's the college rule essentially, how do you think it'll change how NFL defensive backs will approach the position?
I think there would be an overall initial knee-jerk reaction that they're going to grab everybody now. Every time there's an open play or they sense that they're getting beat, they're going to grab, and those that are able to will. But, Chris, more times than not, you're not able to do what you want to do. They've created the separation. They've made the play. You've missed. He's beat you. It won't be as bad, in my opinion, as people might think. They think that it'll be excessive defensive holding and all those things. I don't think so. I think that what ends up happening is you think you can grab that guy and get the penalty, and whoosh, he's by you, and you got a problem on your hands anyway. I've experienced it as too many times getting beat myself back in the good old days when I played.
Charles Davis from NFL Network. Again, he also works for Fox, where he calls Eagles games. Tremendous work as always. We look forward to seeing more and more of it as we lead up to the 2018 NFL Draft. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Congratulations, champs.